sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. I'm determined today to say the name of my website a dozen times. I'm going to keep score. How about you, Dean?
That sounds good.
Okay. I just forget to say the website, and that's where all the information is. So you're listening to Becky Ivins. My website is www.beckyivins.com. Now, when you go to beckyivins.com, you might remember that I could only afford one vowel in my last name. That vowel is an I. It is Becky, IVINS.com. So go to my website, check it out. If you need a tile setter, you need a painter, I've got a little page there that just has the people that I use and have used for years. I trust them. And you can trust them too, because they don't go on there. Nobody pays to be on my favorites page. I have a little tab on the website that says Becky's Favorites. And they're just great folks, local vendors that do great work. Yesterday, Tony with Fence Masters sent him one of my listings, needs a new fence. And it's kind of hurting the sale of the property. So I said, call Tony over at Fence Masters. So, and get another bid, too, because Tony's going to do great work, and he's going to be at least a competitive bid. So that's just an example. Another example might be Dean Riddell at SWBC Mortgage. Now, some of you out there have grandchildren. I have grandchildren, a few.
I've got two.
You've got two grandchildren? Well, okay, I've got 13 grandchildren.
Yeah, you got me.
That's a lot of kids. But one of them is old enough that what she's thinking about doing, I think she's too young, but she's ready. She wants to buy a house. So where did I send her this week? I sent her to Dean Riddell at SWBC Mortgage. That's my favorite lender.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I know that you'll explain to her either, yes, you are well-equipped to buy a house, or perhaps you should wait a year or two.
Right.
Something like that. And I haven't even gotten results on that yet. Yep. I don't even know if she submitted her application, frankly. She was in the middle of submitting her application. She called me to ask a question,
right,
and I was busy with a client, so I couldn't talk to her right then. So we'll get that application filled out, and then she'll see how she's doing. Sometimes you can afford to do it, to buy a house, and you've got the credit score, you got the down payment, you're ready to go, but your life might not be in a place to where you need to be permanent in a house. Because once you buy a house, this is what I tell people all the time, Dean. I say, once you buy a house, your house is worth about 90% of what you paid for it. Mm-hmm. Because if you had to turn around and sell it the next day, could you get full price, your total investment back? No. You're going to have selling expenses. In today's market, you're paying part of the buyer's closing cost. And so you're going to get somewhere between about 90 and 93% back out of that home. And so you've got to buy right to start with. You can't overpay for a house. Be careful about that. Investors, your profit is on your purchase, not your sell. You've got to buy it right. So, and how do you buy it right if you don't have all the cash up front? You see a great lender. Today, my guest is Dean Riddell, SWBC Mortgage, right here in Oklahoma City. And good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Becky. How are you?
Dean, do you know what my website is?
www.beckyivins.com.
There you go. There's number two.
There you go. There you go.
If you guys want to call me during the week, my number is pretty easy to remember. It is 722-3232. 722-3232. Okay. Dean, there's a lot of documentation that has to be done for mortgages. Is it the same for FHA, for VA, and for conventional? Pretty much the same documentation that a lender has to require in order to get those mortgages.
Right.
What is that documentation?
You know, you have your standard last 2 years completed tax returns. And so, and if you're a business owner, we need personal and business returns. We're in a time of year right now where the 19 returns have not been filed. So we'll need, for your self-employed borrowers, a profit and loss for how their business performed in 19, so we can use that for qualifying purposes. The last 2 months, completed bank statements, all pages, two most recent pay stubs covering a 30-day period. We typically go ahead and obtain the 401k investment account, TSP statement, retirement statement in the event we need to document reserves, driver's license, divorce decree, should it apply, child support order, should it apply, and a chapter, bankruptcy documents. I mean, I've got a client we're closing in 2 weeks that, on the subject real quickly, on bankruptcy documents, lending is viewed in two different ways. If it's a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, discharge of debt, we need, of course, the date of discharge. That triggers when the consumer can buy a home. But on a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, she called me saying, my prior company told me that I completed my Chapter 13 bankruptcy, I have to wait 2 years. I said, did you complete your 13 bankruptcy? Do you have a pay history? She said, yeah. I said, you're eligible for financing today, and you can buy a home while you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy plan, provided the trustee approves it and you're 12 months into that plan. So here we are, we're closing in 2 weeks and we're done. So, you touched on your Becky's favorites and your connections and relationships. Aligning ourselves with people who are committed to serve and take care of one another and trust is the key. And so that's when I can always go to Becky for an answer, because I know I can rely on it. I can trust it. It's valuable.
You asked me for somebody recently, like somebody to do a vendor to do something, and I've kind of forgotten about who that was. What do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was on assisted living.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. If you're looking for assisted living,
yep.
Go see Bill Muir. He is like the local guru on assisted living. And so anytime you need anything about housing or the vendors that surround that industry, I'm not the only realtor in town that knows folks. There's a lot of us that have been in business a long time. We surround ourselves with great folks. All you have to do is go to www.beckyivins.com or give me a call at 722-3232. I want to invite someone to call us and ask a question, because I've got something kind of special. Okay. Usually I give away a lunch to Casa Perico. Today, I'm giving away the golden ticket for National Margarita Day. It is a free margarita at Casa Perico on National Margarita Day, which is 3 Saturdays from today. It is on February 22nd, which is hard to believe that is 3 Saturdays from today. We'll almost be in springtime. So call us here at 840-1000. Be a part of our conversation. We will send you a golden ticket for a free margarita at Casa Perico. And we'll return with more Dean Riddell right after this break. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins that you are listening to, and I thank you for listening to my radio show. What we try to do here is to kind of get a little information out there to where you're just a little bit wiser about the real estate market. We're talking about real estate loans today with Dean Riddell of SWBC Mortgage, and you can send Dean an application by the internet, right?
Online.
www.deanriddellhomeloans.com. And he doubled up twice. R-I-D-D-E-L-L, DeanRiddellHomeLoans.com. And if you want information, or if you're sort of looking for a house, go to BeckyIvins.com. And there's such a good search engine there because it's really just a live link into our multiple listing service. And that way you can get all the listings and it's live. So if I list one this morning and put it on the internet this afternoon, you're going to see it right then. So,
yeah, that's a great subject. A lot of clients I know use other sources.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the biggest complaint I get, and I hear it not nearly as much as you do, but, you know, I went and looked at four homes that I saw online, but I went by, they're not for sale.
I know.
And I'll always say, get dialed into the MLS.
Yes, exactly. Because the thing is, these other websites, first of all, they're not diligent. A lot of them are not diligent at cleaning out things that have already sold or things that have been removed from the market. We had somebody want to look at a house that they found on a website, not ours, found on a website this week, and it sold 14 months ago, and it is not for sale again.
Right.
It just had not been posted as sold, and that's just ludicrous.
Well, and on the mortgage-related side, the biggest complaint we get is, you know, people who have played with an estimator or Zestimator online, and then they meet with, you know, me or someone in our office, and my payment difference is $100 a month off.
Or $170 a month off.
And they look at me like, where'd this come from?
Well, your rates are too high because I got this online for a much lower price.
And or the estimator on that Zestimator, homeowner's insurance, the state of Oklahoma, let's be honest. It'll say insurance is $60 a month or $70 a month on Zillow, for example.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's not.
That's not real.
No, not in Oklahoma. Right. Our rates are a little bit higher. We live in a state to where the high pressure and the low pressure meet often.
Right.
That cold front comes down, that Gulf air comes in, and it's pretty turbulent at times. And we have a lot of roof claims, and we have a lot of tornadoes, and we are subject to a lot of fires in drought
right.
times, too. So just as a general course of things, our insurance claims are higher, so
right.
our insurance rates are higher
right.
than other states. So not all other states, but we're among the highest in insurance rates. Another thing that I found they don't put on those estimators online is the mortgage insurance,
right.
the PMI,
yep.
Which stands, by the way, for private mortgage insurance. And that is the insurance that you as the consumer pay the premium to insure the lender
right.
against your default on that loan.
Right.
And if you put less than 20% down on the house, you're going to have to pay insurance
right.
for that mortgage insurance. And they so often don't include that
right.
amount.
Right.
They'll include taxes. They'll include insurance.
Underestimated.
But it's underestimated.
Right.
But they do not
right.
include mortgage insurance
right.
many times. And that can be, depending on the cost of your house, I mean, $80 to $200 pretty easily a month.
Depending upon house, depending upon credit score.
Right.
I mean, credit score ties into that, too.
Right. So there's a lot of things. We're talking about our subject today is really the things that you have to take, the documentation that you have to take to your lender to get a loan. Okay, I'm going to review a couple of these things, okay? 2 years income tax statements or W-2s
right.
if you're employed by someone else
right.
And you are on a salary or a wage, a set wage, they're going to require 2 years of your W-2s.
Right.
And 2 full years of employment. It's not that you can start work in October and that's year one. You've
right.
got to have 2 full years of employment on a W-2
right.
if you're working for someone else. If you're working for yourself,
right.
it's kind of the same thing. You just need 2 years tax returns
right. Right.
for yourself. And if you run your own business, if you have a business tax return, you're going to require that.
Right.
2 years worth. I think you should require more, by the way. I mean, don't tell my buyers out there I'm in favor of that. But when someone asks me for 2 years tax returns to get a loan, I'm thinking, dude, I've got a 40-year history here. Look at the whole thing.
But that ever since the collapse, though, Becky, those factors don't come into play today.
I know.
And in the old days, you know, you could have $500,000 in the bank and in a decent credit score and putting money down, and your documentation requirements were minimized. Here comes housing collapse. Here comes regulations. And we're back into an environment that it was 1980, 1990-ish, which is good to some extent because credit makes a difference.
And in Oklahoma, a lot happened between 1980 and 1990. There was ratio. Another collapse of its own, wasn't there?
But today, you know, debt ratio means something. And there's funny things on the pay stubs that you're coming to that can turn a loan sideways, bonus income, commission income.
Right.
Because a lender, you have to get into the history of receiving it, the continuance. If we send a verification of employment over and we've been counting on $500 of bonus income and the employer responds back, the likelihood of continuance is not great,
mm-hmm.
then really we've got a problem because then we've included $500 to qualify him.
And now you've opened up a can of worms there.
Well, it's good.
Okay, it is good because this happens pretty mm-hmm. often. But when you get overtime,
same thing.
Say your typical paycheck, you get between 5 and 10 hours of overtime a week.
Right.
And you've done this for 6 months. Well, 6 months seems like a long time when you're working that overtime. From a lender's point of view, Dean,
it's not going to work.
It's not going to work,
right,
is it?
Right.
How much overtime history do you need for additional income other than wage?
See, you're back to that 2-year comment.
Mm-hmm.
But that 2-year comment can still flip it upside down if that verification of employment comes back, likelihood of a continuance, unknown, not good.
Well, because the employer
right,
fills that out,
right, yes,
physically fills
yep.
that out,
fills that out,
and says, what is the likelihood of, first of all, they verify that the employee has been working at their place and for how long and for how much.
Right.
Then,
start date.
What is the likelihood of continued employment? I had a poor buyer one time, Dean. That's how he got his pink slip, is on his loan application. It came back, 0 was the likelihood of him continuing employment. How cruel is that? The guy was wanting to buy a house and he got fired, basically got laid off. And so the employer, you have, and back in the 80s, you had to prove that the employer themselves was solid.
Right.
You can't have employment verification from a company that's on the verge of filing bankruptcy is not a very good employment
right.
verification.
Right.
So they look into this. It's not automatic that just because you're employed, you're going to get a loan.
Right. And on the employer side of it, when someone is self-employed and they give us 2 years returns, 2 years of business returns, let's say the business returns are on a decline. Well, in the consumer's eyes, here's my 2 years returns. Yes, I'm making money, but they stop. But if the business's earnings are on a decline, there's a concern from a lending perspective.
Well, there would be a concern
yeah.
if you're going to loan someone the money
right.
to buy a house as a lender. You've got to make up for all this.
Right.
There's a lot of nuances in the loan business. We're going to keep doing this. I'm here with Dean Riddell, SWBC Mortgage. If you want to call Dean, by the way, it's go to BeckyIvins.com. Look on Becky's Favorites tab, and you're going to see Dean Riddell, SWBC Mortgage. And what we want to do is teach you mm-hmm. about the mortgage game and get you to the point over a period of years to where we're putting Dean out of business and just paying cash. So... Right, Dean?
Yeah, don't get in a hurry.
Okay. So I want to invite you to call in and be a part of our conversation. I've got free lunch certificates at Casa Perico's, and I also have the golden ticket for the free margarita on National Margarita Day. Our team is going to be there. We're going to invite your team to be there, Chicago Titles team to be there, Crown Foundation's team to be there. Our favorite folks we're going to invite to be at Casa Perico's, and my team's going to be at both locations. Okay. We're going to split up, be at both locations, and just kind of have a little party between 5 and 8 on National Margarita Day, which is February 22nd. So I'll tell you what. Are you ready? We're about to go to a news break. And this is Becky Ivins, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the other side of the news. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, and I'm here with Dean Riddell, Dean Riddell, homeloans.com. And Dean's with SWBC Mortgage, and we are talking about qualification. And it is time for... Time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to file your insurance claim, to do a small roof repair, or an entire commercial building roof. They've been around for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Great guy.
Yeah, a really good family. So... how about our word of the day is qualification? And that's what we're talking about, is how do you qualify for a loan? What documentation is required? And it's the action of or fact of documenting a loan, right? Being eligible for something is a qualification. And to be eligible to get a home loan, you have got to do a few things. One of them is to provide your lender with documentation. And that is 2 years of pay stub, well, 2 years of W-2s or IRS returns. If you're qualifying right now and you've not filed your taxes, and most people have not, because just yesterday was the deadline to get your 1099s in, you've got to come up with a profit and loss.
Right.
And that's not as hard as you might think. Right. If you use like something like QuickBooks or Money on your Google Suite or something like that, profit and loss statement for the current year, and then 2 months worth of bank statements. All pages. I had to go back and print all my pages because I don't print those pages that are the backs of a page that are just a blank page. But the lender wants all pages, right?
Right.
To be sure there's nothing missing, right? And you need 2 months worth of bank statements.
Right.
How many bank accounts do you require?
You know, we're always going to say all accounts is our preference. But if there's, you know, they got two or three small kid accounts that there's not a source of money needed, then we don't even go there.
Right.
We got a loan that's closing in a couple of weeks, and the gentleman has two or three investment accounts. He said, "Do you need all of them?" And I said, "Where's your money coming from for what you're doing, you know, on the 20th of February?" He said, "This one account where I've got X $100,000 there, and don't give me."
All the rest of it. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Just give me that money account.
Right. Now, if you don't have a whole lot of money in the bank somewhere, you may have to need two or three or four accounts in order to, like, accumulate the documentation for the money that you're going to put down. I had someone, too, by the way, that didn't have the documentation in the bank account as seasoned money.
Right.
Now, what is seasoned money, Dean?
Valid or verified funds that have been in the account for 60 days or greater. So, you know, I told you in break real quick, I've got a customer that called me that looking to buy a house. Bank statement wise, Becky, very, very little money. I mean, $4,000 or $5,000, trying to buy a $200,000 house. Who mentions to me, Dean, I've got
mattress money.
And this was shoebox money, which is, i.e., mattress money or, mm-hmm. or coffee can money, but you know, thousands of dollars in a shoebox. Well,
right.
Then it becomes an issue of we've got to have that money seasoned, which is defined as 2 months more or greater, before we can use it as viable funds
right.
for their home purchase when they're ready to go.
Right. So you have to verify that money.
Yeah, yeah.
I had someone who didn't have anything like that in a checking account. They worked with mattress money, they mm-hmm. called it. But they did have a 401k. They had to borrow from that 401k and pay that 401k back with their mattress money.
Right.
Because it has to be seasoned.
Right.
And why is that?
Well, I mean, the source of down payment cannot come from mattress money. It cannot come from unsecured loan. So, in essence, I can't go do a $10,000 signature loan with my bank today and use it as viable money because it's borrowed funds for the purchase of a home. So it's got to be a secured source, and a 401k loan is, you know, the theory behind it is you're borrowing from yourself.
Right.
So that's a viable source, a secured loan. You know, I've had a guy go get a loan against a CDU. He had a CDU free and clear. He needed $3,500. He went and put a $3,500 loan against a CDU. That's secured funds. So
you know, I had a client many years ago who went to Remington Park, and they wanted to buy a house, but they didn't have enough money saved up. So we were on a track for them to save so much a month for about a year, and then they were going to come buy a house, right? And a couple months later, they called me and said, we can buy our house now because we won on a trifecta at Remington. And it was just kind of a hobby. They'd go out there about once a month and bet on the horses, have a good time, you know. But they happened to hit a big enough jackpot to where it was over $5,000. That's what they needed for their rest of their down payment. And then she called me back about a week later, and I thought she was laughing. She was crying because her lender would not allow that as money for the down payment because it wasn't seasoned money. Now, I think things have changed since
right.
then to where if you can verify that you had a windfall from something, or maybe you have a gift from a grandparent or an inheritance from Uncle Henry, so long as you can verify it, or maybe you sold your motorcycle in order to get your down payment, so long as you document that, you can probably qualify.
You know, and that's an exercise to some people. Which gets back, I mean, you have made three or four comments today that I want the listeners to understand is being prepared, looking ahead of the game, understanding the math, understanding the numbers, understanding your credit before you ever think about buying a home. Because everything you just mentioned with the motorcycle to the inheritance, that's all doable. But we've got to have the documentation, and that's the race they have to run a little bit. To go give me that bill of sale. We got to know what that motorcycle was worth when you sold it. We got to see the bill of sale. We got to see the deposit.
And you can't sell a little 250 motorcycle for $10,000 if it's worth $1,500.
Right.
Because, I mean, the lender actually looks that stuff up.
Right.
To verify that it's legit. And the reason why they have to verify and document everything, these are government-backed loans.
Right.
So the government has regulations on this stuff.
Number one source of fraud in the mortgage business is money and deposits. So that's a hot button right now. So, and it has been a hot button and will continue to be just because of money laundering. So the sticky one is the inheritance through death, because we've got to go get a copy of the will and make sure Susie was entitled to $10,000.
Probate court or whatever.
And that's a sticky one, but that's a source that they're going to use that as viable monies.
I've had someone get a letter from the trustee of a trust when it didn't go through probate
right.
that said there were three adult children who inherited equal amounts from the sale of the parents' home, and that was acceptable.
Right.
And they didn't have to have a copy of the trust because trusts are private.
Right.
That's why you make a trust, because it's private. However, they did have to have a copy of the memorandum of trust.
Right.
And the memorandum of trust is usually the last page in your trust that says who has the authority to sign on behalf of the
right.
trust to do certain duties. And so that said, okay, these are, this person had the authority to right. actually sign the letter documenting this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, and people get real bent out of shape when you require extra documentation.
But that's where the preparedness comes into play, because if you're thinking you're going to need that inheritance money to buy a home, or you think you're going to need gift money down the road to buy a home, go talk to a lender and level, be honest, be open, get your hard part, get all that squared away on day one, then you're ready to go.
Right.
And for as much as you want to sell a house to the first buyer who, the first home they see that you just met, same thing with financing. I would rather them be prepared and understanding what they're doing and not doing a knee-jerk reaction.
Do you know an interesting fact in our office is we track how many people buy homes that we sell homes to. Half of the people who buy homes from us are ready to buy when they come to us. The other half are a year out
yep.
from buying a home. They're kind of beginning to look and think. And the part of our success is the fact that we're patient and we understand that just because you're not ready to buy a home right now doesn't mean
right.
that we can't provide services for you. You need to, we will coach them to get qualified. We'll coach them on the market, how to identify the type of house they want, actually where the type of house they want is located. They'll tell us the segment of town they want to live in or the school district, and we will identify the spots, the neighborhoods that fit their needs within that. They can be very well educated on that neighborhood by the time they're ready to purchase.
Right.
And people delay their purchase for many reasons. A lot of them are because, well, we're getting ready to retire next year. Well, our kids get out of school next year. Our big credit card's paid off next year.
Right.
There's a lot of reasons why they will wait to move. And
That's okay
with that. So to find homes that are on the market, go to BeckyIvins.com. It's Becky, IVINS.com. To get your home loan, I suggest you get yours where I did. Go to DeanRiddellHomeLoans.com. Dean, Jim and I are thinking about paying off our mortgage, but it's at 3%.
Becky.
And we're going, you make more in the market
yep.
than 3%, so why are you paying off your mortgage?
It's what I call mental versus mathematical.
I know.
And mentally, that's how you and I were raised, but mathematically, that's not the thing to do.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're probably going to we're going to save the money in case we want to pay it off. How's that?
There you go.
Well, we've got a lot more to talk about, and we've got your smoking hot deals right on the other side of this break. But I want you to mark your calendar, February 22nd. Call me and get your ticket for your free margarita at Casa Perico's on National Margarita Day. See you after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and Dean Riddell, who is with SWBC Mortgage. If you want to see a house, go to BeckyIvins.com. And if you want a home loan, you go to DeanRiddell.com. Dean, what other documentation can you think of that they might need? We've talked about employment, and if they provide you with W-2s, you still have to have verification from their employer.
Right.
Right? Okay. And how about reserve funds?
You know, it's in the old days, it was a big deal. And today, you know, it's not as we ask for it up front. So, you know, our philosophy is ask for everything up front. You know, don't cut back. Just in the event we need reserves at some point in time, that we've already got it documented. We're not going back to the client to ask for any additional documentation.
Well, you let people know right up front. Now, used to, it was like 2 months of house payment in the bank for an FHA loan.
Right.
Has that changed?
Yeah, it is. Everyone, okay. I mean, everyone's different because it's based on debt ratio to...
Kind of computerized, isn't it?
Credit score, all those, what I call risk factors.
What are some of the things that can affect a credit score? I mean, in your newsletter... I brought your newsletter today, by the way.
I thought
it was really good. It's called Welcome Home by Dean Riddell. And the three common credit score killers are carrying big balances. Folks don't realize. Now, I do this myself. I don't want any more. I have like a company credit card, and which is the only credit card I carry. But... that way I can buy company things on the credit card and I can let employees do that.
Right.
But I don't want any extra. Like I have a $1,000 limit per month for each person that uses my credit card that employees.
Right.
And so I know my exposure is $1,000 a month if that employee goes rogue, right? but yeah, if their daughter needs a prom dress or something like that. to have a really high credit score, you need to not have more than about 30% of your limit. So if you've got a $10,000 limit, you don't want to charge over $3,000 balance on that account at any time, right?
Live by that 30% rule.
30% rule, because if you go over, your FICO score... is going to be affected.
The ones that concern me are the $300 limit at Kohl's or the $500 limit at wherever, because that 30% rule at Kohl's is $90.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're pushing...
Can't really buy two pairs of shoes.
I mean, you can't because your month end passed yesterday. So if you owe $200 on that $300 limit, that's the data that Kohl's is feeding to the credit report.
Do you know something? Kohl's is one of their credit scoring is very weird. They opened a credit card for me back before they came to Oklahoma City. We went to Lincoln, Nebraska, and they had a special thing, whatever. Anyway, I opened a Kohl's credit card, and they gave me a $500 limit. And I'm thinking, $500 is not very much money.
Right.
For as long as I've worked. So, but they do have very low limits on their credit cards. Okay, another thing that can kill your credit score is when you close credit cards. You would think that would raise your score, wouldn't you?
You want the, if you're going to close a card, first of all, you need a blend of two or three revolving debts, one or two installment debts. So if you're trying to close a credit card out, don't close the one you've had for 7 years. Close the one you've
close
had for 7 months.
Close a newer one.
Yeah.
Well, and the third thing is paying your bills late is going to kill your credit score. Dean Riddell, thank you.
Thank you.
Go to BeckyIvins.com, go to DeanRiddell.com, and we will see you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.